yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Listen, at Baseball Isn't Boring, we have our go-tos. Yeah, we have our go-to who we like talking to. We like people who give opinions, who have opinions, and have good insight, and also play the great game of baseball. And a guy named Kenley Jansen falls under all of those descriptions. That's why we talked to Kenley once again. We don't have a title for him. We said we'd get him a title, but we'll give him a title soon enough. I sat down with Kenley Jansen. The topic I wanted to talk to him about was something that came up really in regards to Rafael Devers not talking to the media. What is the responsibilities of the players talking to the media? What isn't responsibilities of talking to the media? How they should approach it? All of that. So Kenley, as a closer, understands this more than most. Kenley, as a veteran who's been around a long time, understands this more than most. So this was the meat and potatoes of our conversation, and I wanted to share this with you because I think it educates, informs, entertains, all the above. And we do get into some other stuff as well. But this is the heart and soul, the meat and potatoes of this sit down with Kenley. It's really just about media and how younger players approach media and how younger players are approached by the veterans when talking about the media. All right, here you go. Here's Kenley Jansen.
3, 2, 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 3, 7, 4, and we go.
How do you start it?
Huh?
How do you start it?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad you remember your roots.
Yeah, hey. We're back in this Big Apple, you know?
Well,
baseball isn't boring, and we're enjoying the Big Apple.
You are. Listen to you. You're like the toast of the town here. Congratulations on your record deal.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Is that public? Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah. Officially, Cajun 74 officially.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You know?
I wasn't going to do this.
We're going to work together with Warner Music, you know, Warner Latin right now. So with ADA, so they're going to be our distribution. So I'm excited about that. Can't wait, you know. Fun team. They have a very fun team over there to work with. So it's going to be fun.
How's that? Baseball's been boring. How can we capitalize on this?
You know, we'll see. We'll see what we're going to do, you know?
Okay, we'll find out.
So hope the masses spread out all around right now.
We're screaming from the mountaintops.
Exactly.
All right. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about today was we talk about you're always like super accountable, like media stuff, right? And how that dynamic works for a player. What you tell young players about being accountable and everything else. Talk to me about what you've learned about dealing with the media and how you've learned and who you learned it from and how you approach it.
I think, it's a thing that you learn about with veterans, but I think it's a thing that you got to learn by yourself. You know, you got to be careful what you're saying sometimes and can't be reckless, and you gotta always keep. You always have to put your emotion to the side. You know, I know, understand this is a business and it's a game of failure. But you know, in the world out there, you know, when you're doing it so good for so long, for so well, you know, sometimes you think you're a machine. But we do show human, and that's when it hurts the most. That you don't want to talk about it, but you have to talk about it.
Yeah,
and to me, in L.A., I remember, you know, me being a little bit reckless about it, that it hurts me a little bit. But then, you know, you learn from your mistakes.
What do you mean reckless? Like not talking or just talking?
No. Like one time I didn't talk.
Yeah.
One time I didn't talk, and I think one time, I still remember this, when I say, they asked me a question, I forgot what the question said. I'm like, who cares, man? Tomorrow's not a day, you know? Yeah. I'm going to be out there and dominate, and you know, but that who cares that I say was the headliner and, you know, all those big newspapers in L.A. and everywhere, and, you know, they kind of put that and make the fans, try to put the fans against you and stuff like that, but, you know, you learn about it, and You develop, you grow, and
who do you learn from? Anybody or just figure?
Alana Rizzo.
Oh, all right.
Alana Rizzo. I'm telling you, she's always saw me frustrated sometimes with questions, but then I respond. But then she always counter another question right after for me to, you know, like a common sense question to keep my head straight. And
did she tell you that she was doing it that way?
No, but you could tell. You could tell she always had my back. And we talk about it a few times, you know. But I gotta give her credit about that. That's why I love her and I appreciate her so much, because she's a huge part of my career that sometimes my young self, being sensitive, I think, could have also...
Well, the closer, too. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah,
it's like,
so...
You know, it's because that's the thing, is that the expectation, especially in Boston, like, listen, Ken, the word,
yeah.
Accountability.
Yeah, I'm accountable. That's what I learned. You know, you learn. Be accountable. Be accountable for your losses. You know, that, you know, yeah, we show human, and of course we don't want to lose games. I don't want to lose no games for Boston Red Sox. I don't want to lose no games for Atlanta Braves or the Dodgers who I played for in the previous. But that's the fact sometimes. You know, it's a tough game. It's a game of failure that they go in to get you sometimes too. And, you know, you got to be accountable. And sometimes you're going to be hearing the craziest, the stupid question that annoys you so much.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's when people try to make clicks, you know. They wanted to give you that question and for you to react certain way so they can have clicks. So that's the one thing I learned about it.
You know, we see, like, you do, closure is sort of a cut and dry thing, right?
Yeah.
When you do well, you get to leave.
I get a free pass.
You
get
a free pass. You're like,
yeah, I get a lot of free passes when I'm here in Boston.
No one was like, oh, Kenley, great job with that save. No, you get to leave. Like, that's your, like, we talk about this with ACK, right? This is the ultimate motivation.
Yeah.
Like, when you do well, you get to leave. You don't have to do it.
Exactly.
But you also, as a closer, it's very defined.
Yeah.
If you don't, okay, I got to stay there.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember, like, I might have told you this before, Cora, he was tight with Gagne, you know, and he one time in Boston, he did stick around. He said, hey, listen, you know, you got to. All it takes is that one reminder, usually.
Yeah.
But as a closer, it's very defined. As a position player, it's not, you know. It's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much, you know, where, like, Xander would always be around. Like, he would always be the guy. And some guys just don't, like, you know, rock with the guy. Like, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. But with a position, I don't know what you, like, say or what's expected or, you know, what's going on, like, when it comes to teammates. Do you just, like, let them figure it out or?
Yeah, to me, I'm more in my department, basically. Like, I'm going to leave the hitters alone. Y'all do what y'all need to do. You know, I think it's, you know, I had it so great in L.A. that, you know, JT have the position players overall. You know, Kirsch, majority, you know, the starters, and, you know, I have the bullpen. So I feel like we was a good three leaders back then.
Yeah.
And, you know,
And everyone got it. Everyone sort of knew what their
deal was. To me, I'm always going to be up to my bullpen guys. And, you know, I'm most of the time I let them be for them to figure it out themselves, because I feel like sometimes you could become your best coach. But the minute I see you go the wrong way, that's when, you know, you're going to have a conversation with you to keep you in the right direction.
All it takes is one.
We all can go. I can be wrong sometimes, too. It doesn't matter that I'm have 15 years. This is my 15th season in the big leagues. It doesn't matter.
Like, hey, don't ever say who cares again.
Yeah, like, I could go, yeah, exactly. That's the thing right there, you know. So we all can go to the right direction without us knowing and pay attention. And sometimes it takes one person to, you know, keep you in check and remind you how good you are and what you're capable of doing. And even that you might not have your best confidence, but you got to show it out there that, you know, you still have your confidence.
Do you
even
think
that
baseball
you don't have
does a good job of, when guys are coming up, of educating them?
Yeah. Now.
Before it was like...
Before it was a lot of a-holes.
Protective or
no, I think it was a lot of assholes. I'm sorry. I hope you fix it.
You can say that.
I feel like it was. Yeah, I was a lot of assholes. And I remember me as a young player, like, I don't want to be like that, you know, when I become a veteran. And it changed. We changed. Because I understand that the young guy that I need, who have the best arm, who might be your best guy in the bullpen, who might be better than me, I need him to win, to go to playoffs and hopefully win a championship. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at, and that's why I value. And
they didn't treat the younger players.
No. Back then it was awful.
Yeah.
You know? But and what I hear before me, it was even worse.
Yeah.
You know. So, but it got better. So I'm always gonna value my young guys, and because they're gonna be a part to help us win ball games. As long as you show up on time, show up early, and you give respect, I show you respect, and that's about it, man. You know, I want the best for the young guy.
Isn't it crazy? It's gonna be a huge part. That way, it makes no.
It wasn't that way. It would make no sense. It wasn't that way, treating people wrong, but. Yeah, man.
And then when the young guys, they're probably scared of their own shadow to talk to the media.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. You couldn't get in the training room back then.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So yeah. You can't get a massage. So, you know, it's a lot. But now you understand that you got to take care of your body, man. You know, get your work done, what you need to get done, so you can be on the field consistently and healthy.
How do you feel?
Feel great.
I want to give you the opportunity for an update. I want to. How do you feel? You feel good?
Yeah, I feel good.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel good.
I was just over talking to Adam Ottavino. He's saying you build you up.
What's that?
We're talking to Ottavino about how gifted you are.
Oh, me?
Yeah, he said, what a gifted podcaster and pitcher. we're talking about pitches and pitchers changing and having a million different pitches, but like you just found your thing, man. So
and keep doing what I do the same, knowing that I have a special pitch, and keep using it, and that's it.
Yeah, but at this point in the year, you feel good, and you know.
Yeah, I feel good, and hopefully I can finish healthy, and hopefully we can get to the playoffs.
All right.
Still a chance.
There is.
Still a chance.
There is still a chance.
Yeah.
Everyone's losing.
It's not over till it's over.
As Alex Cora has said, why not us?
Yeah, why not us? Yeah. I just want us to play like...
Didn't you say that? You said that.
Yeah, why not us? I just want us to play like we play the first half. That it was no eyes on us. We have nothing to prove, so I think we should go that way. And
nothing
play.
To lose.
Yeah, nothing to lose. Yeah. I mean... Yeah, exactly. Nothing to lose. Sorry.
You have everything to
lose.
Prove.
Yeah, you have everything to prove, but nothing to lose. Yeah. Thanks for correction.
Yeah. No, we're all part of the same family.
No, you make me smart now. Yeah.
We're all part of the same family.
Yeah. I don't think you make me dumb, but you make me smart.
I'm here to educate.
Yeah.
The last thing is we're sitting here. Everybody asked this question about the MVP, so it's Lindor's here. Lindor and Ohtani. Like, if you were voting, what would you do?
I love Lindor, man. Good Lord. I wish you could have had this season when Ohtani is not having this type of season. I mean, 50-50. You know, I don't care that stolen base is so much easier. It's a piece of cake now. But still, you still got to hit 50 homers on guys throwing like 17-plus vert now, 100 miles per hour. Still impressive, man. And you're not on the field playing other position. You're basically waiting your turn again to hit. We can say all we want to say. That's hard.
It's hard.
Being a DH is hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy. You know, I feel like I played both sides before, you know, in the minor leagues. I suck hitting, but I DH before. I played in the field. It's so much easier playing in the field than DH.
Yeah. So Ohtani.
So I wish Lindor nothing but the best.
There's nothing wrong.
I love you. I love you, buddy. But
still, best dress.
I just hope you have this season again next year, and Ohtani doesn't, so you can win it.
Good luck to him.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Another good job by you. by podcast.
Baseball isn't boring.
You're really good at it.
Yeah.
Just remember where your roots are.
Hey, right here. Baseball isn't boring.
There you are.